Across the United States, farmers like to ask one question: how do I increase my yields? In response to this question, many agronomists are beginning to promote the use of foliar micronutrients. This study was conducted in conjunction with Winfield Solutions LLC under the supervision of the regional agronomist Todd Cardwell. The objective of this study was to see if application of a foliar micronutrient would lead to better plant growth and a higher yield. The two products that I used were Maxin Ultra ZMB and Maxin Manganese. Maxin Ultra ZMB is a foliar product that supplies zinc, manganese, and boron to the plant. Maxin Manganese is also a foliar product that supplies manganese. A little bit of background to these nutrients on why the plants need these nutrients. Zinc is important for root and leaf development, strong bloom, and the plant's vascular system. Manganese is essential for a plant's photosynthetic process, and boron influences cell development and elongation and is involved in sugar transport across cell membranes. I use an application rate of 2.3 liters per hectare and really try to spray it around V5, but somewhere between V3 and V8 is the time that is when you want to spray. Why from V3 to V8? During this time is when a soybean plant decides the number of nodes that the plant will produce, which by supposedly giving it these micronutrients, it gives the plant the potential to produce a higher yield. This study was conducted in 10 locations across the state of Wisconsin. Each of the 10 locations consisted of one block 12 meters by 9 meters and was divided into four separate treatments. The first treatment had nothing done to it besides just planting the seed and letting it grow. The second treatment had your soil applied fertilizer treated at the beginning of the season. Treatment 3 had the soil applied fertilizer as well as the Maxin ZMB at approximately V6. And treatment 4 had the soil applied fertilizer as well as the Maxin manganese at V6. During this study, I utilized a tool called NutriSolutions, which is a tissue test used to find a potential deficiency in the plant and allows for a producer to correct this deficiency before it shows in the plant. Once the producer submits their tissue sample, this is what they get back. And what it shows is the nutrients on the left side, okay, and it also shows the percent or part per million that sample contains. Next, it shows where the normal should be and where yours falls. It also gives a recommendation on what you can apply in order to improve it, otherwise it tells you that it's great, it's not going to affect the yield at all. I took two samples in this treatment. One was prior to the treatment. These were taken to diagnose what types of deficiencies the plant could undergo if nothing was done. Post-treatment was taken to see if we had corrected any of these original supposed deficiencies. For tissue testing, I collected the first fully mature trifoliates down from the terminal, at least 30 to 35 trifoliates, and removed all the petioles. Now, these were taken at each treatment, so there was 30 different trifoliates collected for each treat. I shipped the samples the same day or next day. So this is the graph that shows what the treatment said after the treatment had been applied. What we are comparing here is the NUN and the soil applied to the Maxin Ultra ZMB and the Maxin Manganese. What we were hoping to see is an increase in the total parts per million. Now these numbers here are the average parts per million of across all the samples. As you can see in the manganese, we did see an increase in the total parts per million. However, when we ran our statistical test, it was not a significant difference. In the boron, you can see there was not really any difference in the average parts per millions at all, and once again, not a significant difference. And zinc, the same way, and actually decreased in the ZMB where we were really hoping to see an increase. Once again, not a significant difference. This picture was taken about June 21st, and I was hoping at this point to see some type of visual difference in the plants. As you can see, the no treatment is a little bit not as full as the other three. However, between the max and Z and B, max and manganese and basic, there's not a whole lot of difference at all. And this is a result that I saw at all 10 locations. And this picture was taken at our Beaver Dam location. This picture was taken at the end of August. At this particular location and in this picture, there was an increase on the total number of pods. However, this was not uniform across all the locations. There was no significant difference in the amounts of manganese, zinc, and boron in the treated versus the non-treated samples. And unfortunately, none of the yield results are in yet. They're still taking them off. So until the yield data is actually all the way in, we cannot come to a conclusion whether the micronutrients actually has a yield impact or not. Questions? At this time, we are getting about $11 per bushel. It is about $5 per acre for the treatment. $5 per acre. Yes? I was actually unable to see any of those treatments, so that's a really good question. Another thing that I would really like to see in the future is all the post samples that were taken once, and these samples could have been taken 4 to 5 weeks after the treatment. One thing I hope to change for next year is to take a sample a week after treatment, 3 weeks after treatment, 5 weeks after treatment, and then also collect the soil samples from before to see if there would have been a reason for the plants to not have taken the nutrients to the soil.